Today from the Ohio Newsroom, another small college closure.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Lourdes University in Northwest Ohio is closing this year. The Catholic college says declining enrollment and rising costs have left the school with no other choice. But the institution's closure is a part of a larger trend. Nearly 80 higher education institutions have shut their doors since 2020, and almost half of those were faith-based colleges. Donna Carroll of the Association of Catholic Colleges and University joins us to explain some of the pressure points. Hi, Donna.
Hello, Kendall. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. So this is really heartbreaking and sudden news for many in Sylvania, but it's not necessarily surprising. What's changed in the last decade to make college closures feel so much more status quo?
Well, I never think they feel status quo. You know, I always think they're painful to the community within which they reside. But, changing demographics, shifting demographics, the changing behavior of students going to college, more choosing to go into the workforce. And then there are the particularities of an individual college or an individual region. Lourdes is in Ohio. You know, we know that we're seeing some decline, but that decline is particularly in the Midwest and the Northeast. So you've got small regional colleges in declining markets who are doing wonderful work, but the pressures of enrollment and politics and finances can be overwhelming.
So it's a little bit of wrong place, wrong time right now, it seems like. And just to me, it seems even harder for faith-based institutions. Just looking in Ohio, Notre Dame College in South Euclid closed in 2024, Chatfield College the year before. What makes it difficult for Catholic colleges in particular to survive?
I would say a bit of both. I think it's more challenging, and I also think there's more opportunity. So challenge first. You know, our mission pushes us to the edge of supporting needy students, vulnerable students, students with less financial wherewithal. So the margins of many of our small Catholic colleges are very tight. On the flip side, this is a rich time for faith-based institutions. You know, this is a morally treacherous time for our country. And so people are looking for institutions that are value-based. So although there are challenges for many institutions, there are also opportunities.
Lourdes was a part of Northwest Ohio for 70 years, just about. What's the impact for the students in the community when these institutions do shut their doors?
You know, many of our small regional colleges were founded to serve particular communities. So the demographics may change, but these are institutions that are deeply embedded in the history and the story of a city or a region. And many of them are economic drivers. So it's a loss, both financial and emotional.
That's Donna Carroll, president of the Association of Catholic Colleges and Universities. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.